Can you copy?
W4DJW.
KO4HKX.
Good morning. Anybody have electricity that can tell me when the rain is going to stop in Greer?
It's 21 this morning, and they said that the rain is going to be gone, and the worst of the winds should be finished by 10 a.m. That's what they said this morning as my power was going out at 7:30.
Okay, that's good. I got a tree. I got about a 70, let me see if I got it. Yeah, I got a 70-foot tree, about 2.5 to 3 feet in diameter, that fell out of my yard across my neighbor's driveway. And I need to get out there with the chainsaw and start cutting it apart and get it out of his driveway. He can't go anywhere as long as my tree's covering into his driveway. And that's a big old honking tree.
Dave, that's not something you can handle by yourself. That's going to take a vehicle to drag the log out of the way. That's huge. You cut the main part of the trunk at the sides of the east side of the driveway. You're talking about a big, big job, bud.
I know. I did about 20 or 30 of them in my backyard. Not quite that big. Well, a couple of them were that big. A couple of them that had dual trunks were that big. And you're absolutely right. It is exhausting work. But if you cut the trunk up into small enough loops, you can load them up in a wheelbarrow and haul them off. The limbs, I'm not worried about. It's cutting that trunk up into little one-foot sections or less and then put them in a wheelbarrow and haul them off. So a little bit at a time, not trying to do a whole big chunk of it at once.
Say the same thing. It's probably not a one-man job even that way. It's a two-foot diameter pine at 1 foot by. It's going to still be heavy. But maybe two people can get it up here. But Dave, if you decide to do that, you be careful out there. And I've got power, but I have no internet or anything like that. So this is my only form of communication right now.
Patrick, is your cell phone working?
No cell service.
Well, scratch that idea. A lot of times, like right now, I can still get on the internet without power. What I do is I just activate my hotspot on my phone and tie it onto my computer, and I can keep right on going.
Okay.
Hello, Shane. And that's the same thing I was trying to do, too, but evidently too many other people are trying to do it, or power's out at the cell towers. Both of them I've got around here, too. Good morning, Shane. Go ahead, W4DJW.
Dave, I heard you. I just turned on the HT and heard you in there. I just wanted to say hello. Nice to hear you on the radio. Hope everybody's well. And I got several trees. My whole neighborhood's blocked in. I'm getting ready to go out in a little bit and cut some trees, get them off the road.
That's the same thing I was wanting to know. My phone last updated yesterday at 9:33 p.m. And so I don't know when this rain's going to quit, but if it quits at 10 a.m., that'll be good. That's only an hour and change away.
The peak of the wind. I got this. Peak of the wind. The peak of the wind breaks off at about 10. And believe it or not, we're supposed to have sunshine by around noon.
All we got was sunshine by around, and then you dropped out. Try it again.
My behind at the same time, so that's probably what it was. What I said was is peak of the wind is supposed to peak at 10 a.m. and we're supposed to be seeing sunshine by 11:30 as well.
Okay. Shane, you're not going to work?
I was dressed and pulled one street away from my driveway, and there's a big tree down across the road. So I'm going to go out here in a little bit and start cutting it up. And there's already one to the left of my driveway, a smaller tree that's covering that road. And then as soon as I made a right turn and another right, there was another big tree down. So got a lot of elderly people live in this neighborhood, so I'm going to go out and see what I can do before the ladies get out and start doing stuff.
Be safe out there, and good luck with it. Sorry I can't get down there to help you.
And you too. You take care of yourself up there and everyone else too. Be careful. I'm going to go. Work told me however long it takes, call us because we might still want you in here. So I can't believe it. But anyway, 7-3 to everybody. Nice to hear you, Dave and Steve. Have a good day. Be careful. N4ZLK.
Don't go to work. 82HSS.
Don't overdo it, Shane. Good to hear from you. It's been a while. W4DJW.
Take it easy out there. Be careful, Shane. And Dave, that was pretty good advice. Don't overdo yourself. You did copy peak winds at 10 and clearing and sunshine by 11:30 or 12.
That I did not copy, but I got it now, so I appreciate you repeating that. And that's good news. And that tree went up about 30 feet with the trunk, and then the trunk split into big limbs. So it's going to make it, so the trunk's not like a 70-foot trunk. It's like a 30-foot trunk with big limbs that's branched out of it from that point up. So that makes it a little bit easier for me anyway. And all I'm going to do is get it out of his driveway so he can get his cars in and out. He's blocked in with my tree until somebody does something. And you know the tree guys are going to be so backed up, you won't hear from them for days.
Yes, sir. You are absolutely correct. Hey, have y'all tried to hit White Oak Mountain 284? I'm right here at his line of sight, and I can't get it to activate.
Get what to activate?
The repeater at White Oak Mountain, 284.
285.
Excuse me, 285.
Patrick, can you try that?
286, I'll try it.
Today, and my antenna is not up where it normally is anyway, so I'm working compromised anyway.
Yeah, mine, I don't even know if I got an antenna. That tree was, it had limbs that were wrapped around that antenna, so I don't even know. I don't want to transmit on the outside antenna yet until I can evaluate whether it's still there or not.
Gary and I took it down to do some work to it, and we needed a few things, and the weather moved in before we could get it finished up. It's up, but not where it's normally at.
Well, you doing all right other than that? Everything, I didn't see your icon coming down the mountain today.
I'm at home today, and we are safe. Just have no internet or anything like that. No, this is my only communication. No cell service, but we have power.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat you are. Amy gets a little snippet of a, like, text message that somebody sends every once in a while. But I think everybody's trying, and they're overloaded, and nobody's getting a full stream of anything through. So no internet access. This is back, like, in the 70s and 80s. No internet, no TV. Well, we had TV back then, but it's only three channels. So flashback to the 70s, huh?
Thing, teach some people some lessons.
Yeah, it can't go out. There might be somebody else trying in there. I hear the repeater coming up but being dropped immediately.
Okay.
I got a little bit of that. Not all of it. Try it again. Just try it a little longer.
Okay. I was just saying that if this lasts past about noon, I'm going to go ahead and fire up my generator system, and I'll have a full house, everything working. TV, internet, all that stuff going here at about 12:30. So if you want to come up and play, come on up. But, Patrick, from what I understood on the Channel 21 people before it went out this morning, 25 is pretty much blocked up in two different locations in Traveler's Rest, and 85 South is blocked up down around the lighting plant down there, Hubble Lighting.
4KFK, just listening in, gentlemen. I don't mean to interrupt, but I can confirm 25 all throughout TR, multiple trees down across multiple lanes. State Park Road past Tinman has got about 10, 15 different trees down. Tigerville and Jackson Grove Road are pretty clear, though.
How's that? Did you copy that, Patrick? Jackson said that he confirmed that Jackson Grove Road is pretty much open, and so is Tigerville Road pretty much open, if I heard him right. And then 25 is blocked up along with several other places down through there, and so is 85.
I do not have any intentions of coming down the mountain, so I'm going to hang out here where I'm at. I'm safe, dry, and still have power. I just don't have internet or phone, so I'm good.
And now we're going to go over and help Dave get that tree done.
I just don't see it being possible but for me to get down there.
No, you guys got plenty to do. You got plenty to take care of yourself. Don't worry about that.
Just don't overdo yourself, buddy. You know, up north where they shovel snow, one rule of life in the north is fat men don't shovel snow, and neither do people at our age. So, you know, it kind of falls into that same vein. You know, don't play lumberjack out there and hurt yourself.
Well, one tree's not bad. I'm not gonna overdo it either. I take a break when I get tired, like an old man. I don't just try and knock it all out like I used to. But I think it's going to be okay. And my neighbor likes to do the same kind of thing, so I'm sure he'll be out there with his chainsaw. I'll be out with my chainsaw, and we'll both get it knocked out probably in an hour or less, hopefully. And the doctor did sign me off. I am able to do that kind of stuff now.
That's great news. All right. Well, in the meantime, y'all carry on, and I'm going to get out of the way. And I have some other activities that I need to do and start to come up. So, y'all carry on. 73, K4, VWA. I'll be here and monitoring.
Talk to you later. Have a good one. Don't overdo it. W4DJW. Clear and listening.
I'll be monitoring a repeater all day. K04HKX, and I'll be clear. 73, guys.
73W4DJW clear.
We're going to sign off.